Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you for listening to Comic Talk today. I'm Dustin, bringing you Comic Talk headlines for March 17th, 2020. Okay, housekeeping. Assuming this keeps up at this rate and everything is kind of dying out, we very potentially could cut back to one episode a week simply because it'll just be, there's not a whole lot going on right now. In the nerd industries, in the entertainment world, we just don't have a lot going on because everyone is quarantining, by and large. We'll get into some of that news. Everyone is quarantining, everyone is being postponed or pushed back or canceled outright. So until those things start happening again, like, it's gonna be rough trying to get news for things that aren't happening. And we're not gonna talk about coronavirus directly because that's not the kind of news show we run. So if we just keep getting postponements and cancellations and then not much else, then I very likely will cut back to just one episode a week so that we can at least keep tabs on things until everything starts back up. That being said, let's get into the news. Let's talk TV streaming, and we only have one piece, and honestly, this was like 11th hour kind of stuff. The only piece we have was a tease from the writer of Death Note 2. He took to Twitter, Greg Russo, took to Twitter. I'm fairly certain it's the same Greg Russo that's bringing us Mortal Kombat. Anyway, took to Twitter and said that he's shaking things up and that the script for Death Note 2 is still in the works with the folks at Netflix. Let's hope that this ship can get course corrected. I feel like it should be fairly easy in a sequel. The original movie did well enough that it makes sense that Netflix would be doing a sequel. They already announced it literally like days after the movie went live on their streaming service. So yeah, it totally makes sense that they would be doing this. But that's what we've got there. Now we're moving into movies, and we have really a lot of corona-related stuff in movies. First off, we have Matrix 4, The Batman, and Black Widow have all finally been postponed, pushed back, you know, adding to the list, effectively. So Matrix 4 and The Batman are significant because they were, up until just a couple of days ago, they were both continuing production in spite of everyone else around them shutting down. So it looked like they weren't going to be shutting down, and then literally, I believe The Matrix was officially, production was postponed officially 2 days ago, and The Batman was yesterday, if I'm remembering this correctly. So that's interesting. And then this morning is when Black Widow's release was canceled. Not postponed, straight canceled until further notice. So, which leads one to believe, oh, you mean postponed. Black Widow likely will be released into theaters in the not so distant future. Just gonna probably likely push this back a couple of weeks. Matrix 4 and Batman, as soon as they have the all right go from the studio, that's probably when they're going to be shooting their movies. So kind of to be expected, though. I was kind of hoping that somebody was going to be a holdout. Next, we are talking about the Jared Leto story that is kind of everywhere, and I feel like is being slightly misrepresented. So Jared Leto, in case you haven't heard, Jared Leto just got back from a 12-day from 12 days in the desert, is the way everyone was painting it. If you pay attention to the things he's saying, if you pay attention to what Leto is saying when he says these things in public, he's not Jesus. He wasn't off in this meditative state for 12 days straight in the middle of the desert by himself. This did not happen. He was at a facility, probably in like Arizona or some rural part or middle of nowhere part of California or even Nevada, possibly, with his entourage at a facility where they had severed ties with the outside world. So effectively, they didn't have phones or ways to communicate outside of the facility in which he was. So probably somebody was filming him because he's Jared Leto and he's got an ego the size of the state of Texas. So that seems to reason, but he wasn't so isolated as to, like, I don't know. People are making it sound like he was by himself in the desert in the elements for 12 days. And that's not what it was. But yeah, anyway, so he came back from this 12-day meditative trip and found out that the coronavirus was a thing, which is kind of funny. So he went and isolated himself for almost 2 weeks, comes back and goes, oh, everybody's isolating themselves because that's the safe thing to do. Thoughts and prayers, guys, but I'm going back to my isolation. He's not going back to his facility. He's going, I'm sure, going to hole himself up into his house in the Hollywood Hills somewhere. But yeah, so really funny regardless, just not quite as amazing and impressive as a lot of the media wanted it to sound. So that's that. And then next we're talking about a really interesting thing that is also coronavirus related, but in a good way, if you can say that. So with the release of movies being set back so dramatically in a lot of cases, and with everything going down the way it is, movie studios are having trouble making money. They're losing literally hundreds of thousands of dollars a day because of this. So, what can they do to circumvent this loss? Well, it seems that a few studios, and more are adding themselves to the list as the time goes by, but a few studios right now are saying, well, we're just going to forego the movie-going experience altogether and in favor of streaming. So, that being said, we have a couple of movies, very literal couple movies, that are going straight to VOD, straight to online video on demand, so that you can stream them. So the one specifically that comes to mind is The Trolls World Tour is not going to be released in theaters. It is going straight to video on demand. And then also we have the Harley Quinn has been pulled from theaters and is also going to video on demand much earlier than originally anticipated. Invisible Man, very specifically, we're talking a couple of Warner Brothers titles, and NBC Universal is the one doing the largest number of movies straight to video on demand. But then we also have Disney cutting the wait time for streaming down a little bit as well, in that they're doing Frozen 2 and The Rise of Skywalker are both going to video on demand much earlier than anticipated as well. Birds of Prey specifically will be available to stream on the 24th of this month. Now, I say these things with a caveat because they are still trying to make money off of these titles. So it's not going to be going up on Disney Plus like Frozen and The Rise of Skywalker. Not going to be going straight up onto Disney Plus and as part of the package that you get. These titles, a lot of these titles, I can't say specifically which because that has not been made clear, but most of these titles will be going on a video on demand service for a fee. The average dollar amount suggested has been $19.99 for a 48-hour, that's 2 days, rental. So it is a good thing in that you can still watch these movies that you are planning on going to see, though it does come at a price. Arguably a lower price, because $20 out of my pocket is a lot easier to pay than $30, and then on top of it, you got to get concessions and the gas to go there. So this honestly could be a change in the way we see movies in the future. Because all of this is happening the way it is, this honestly could change the theater going experience forever. So it'll be really interesting to see how this happens and how it unfolds, and then how, after the coronavirus scare is over, once we're through this, what happens to releases and so on and so forth from there. If it's a more viable dollar amount than they're anticipating, I would venture a guess to say that we see much less stuff going into theaters. That's just me, though. Let's talk rumor mill. And the rumor mill is thankfully pretty hardy right now. I would imagine it would be beefier because everyone's quarantined, so there's no one that can really confirm things, and but also no one's really doing things to be rumored about, so it is what it is. But we have our first piece is a potential leak from the Batman, and I'm going to be fairly vague so as to try and avoid spoilers. And also, I feel like if I say the thing out loud, it might actually come to fruition because I don't want this to happen. So, we have a rumor that was leaked on Twitter and then carried onto Reddit saying that the production for the Matt Reeves Batman movie is going to be actually quite comic book accurate. Didn't say if that had anything to do with the fact that Batman was going to kill or not in this movie, though I would venture a guess to say that not is the right answer to that question. This rumor has to do with a death in the Batman movie, and it's a Tom King comic book that this death comes from. I'm not going to get any more specific than that, but if you don't know what I'm talking about, then more power to you because you didn't read the Tom King run. If you did read the Tom King run that just ended, then you know exactly who I'm talking about. I don't think this is the kind of comic book accuracy that the comic book nerds are talking about when they say they want things to pay homage to the original source material. That being said, I can understand why they would write Jeffrey Wright out of the movie series because he is kind of an in-demand actor these days, and so he probably was much too expensive to put in more than just the first movie. That's all we've got on that one, though, so let's move over next to Thor, Love, and Thunder. So this one is... the next two, actually, this and the next two are all very, 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 very much rumor. Not a whole lot to back these up. This is just very likely not actually going to happen. But it is buzz around the industry, so we're going to bring it up so that we can talk about it. First and foremost is, again, Thor, Love and Thunder. The rumor is Ryan Gosling is rumored to have a role in the movie. And then this rumor also continues to say that Christian Bale, who we know is going to be in the movie, has been confirmed Christian Bale is going to be in the movie. We just don't know what role. This rumor says that his role is going to be Minotaur, Lord of Roxxon, a.k.a. Dario Agar, whatever. I don't buy the Ryan Gosling thing, though the Minotaur is a role that Bale has been rumored to be playing in the past when it was still rumored that he was going to be in this movie at all. So I'm still thinking more along the lines of Beta Ray Bill for Christian Bale, but that's just me. I have no reason for it. So we're moving on. The next one is Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness. Again, very little legs with this rumor as well. This one says that we're going to be seeing Cillian Murphy as Nightmare and Emma Watson as Clea in this movie. So Clea, if you don't know, is a character who is often romantically involved with Doctor Strange. I don't see, if Clea is in this movie, I don't see her being played by Watson unless it is a multiverse version of the character and in another universe which has its own version of Doctor Strange, who is also much younger, because that just seems fairly tone deaf with our current social climate to have Benedict Cumberbatch, who is a fair amount older than Emma Watson, be the romantic interest of Emma Watson, unless they don't play the romantic angle at all, which again seems unlikely because of her comic book origins. So I really don't think this one has much legs. And the Cillian Murphy, I just don't see him in this movie at all. I don't know why. It just sounds wrong. That's all I got. And since this is such a loose rumor, that's all we've got to go on, right? So let's move to the next one. Again, this is very no confirmation in any form for this, but this rumor says that we are going to be seeing Jason Momoa or Henry Cavill in the role of Kraven in Spider-Man 3. Also being rumored is that Jen Walters, a.k.a. the non-She-Hulk version of She-Hulk is going to be in the movie as well. Though they wouldn't, they didn't say, the rumor doesn't say, rather, who might be playing her. Though we already have a rumor saying that Alison Brie might be playing her for the Disney Plus series, so maybe Alison Brie's gonna be, I don't know. But the Jason Momoa or Henry Cavill playing Kraven the Hunter, while physically imposing enough that I feel like they could pull it off, I don't think that they're going to be fair game for Marvel just yet. I feel like they will put somebody else in the role of Kraven the Hunter if he's even in this movie, because we know that they want to do a Kraven the Hunter movie in and of itself. Sony does. But this is going to be more of a Marvel tie-in thing than a Sony tie-in thing. So it just doesn't make sense that that's the direction they would go with the character or with either of those actors. So again, very, very, very unverified rumor. We're moving on. Our last piece of rumor is more gaming rumors, because I just cannot get enough of this crazy Konami business. So now the rumor has evolved. It's not that Sony is mediating between Kojima and Konami. Sony is trying to buy Kojima's properties from Konami. Not just Kojima's, though, also Castlevania, but they want Silent Hill, Castlevania, and Metal Gear, according to this rumor. They want to buy those properties from Konami because, again, Konami really isn't doing the video game thing anymore. I hope this one absolutely is for real, and I hope this one actually comes to fruition, because then we will actually see more games that are worth a crap to play in this in those three IPs. Because the last Metal Gear that came out was the only one that they've done without Kojima, and it was a steaming pile of garbage. But that is all we have for rumors, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any of the podcasts we have over there on your favorite podcast platform of choice that are on the subject. Or you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, if you want to go a little deeper into these nerdy bits and much more nerd news. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.